only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them that the Score sent you.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks are back in action tonight at the United Center as the Sharks come to town. Duncan Keith, Andrew Shaw, and Patrick Kane have each posted 3 points against the Sharks this season. Artemi Panarin is a game-time decision. He missed the morning skate with an illness. Puck drops in that one tonight at 7:30. Earlier today, a city zoning commission unanimously approved the Blackhawks' proposed practice facility, according to Danny Ecker. The issue will head to the full city council tomorrow. In basketball, Jimmy Butler was reevaluated by a Bulls team doctor today who put his recovery time at 3 to 4 weeks. That means Butler will miss between 7 and 11 games, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. It also means Butler will miss Sunday's All-Star game with that strained knee. He'll be replaced on the roster by teammate Pau Gasol, who says the Bulls have to stop falling behind early.
That didn't help. They definitely had a very strong start. They made a lot of shots. We didn't make them uncomfortable enough. To make them take tougher shots, but they definitely started the game very strongly and confidently, and we put ourselves in a hole early, and we fought back, but it was too big of a hole to get out of.
The Bulls host Atlanta tomorrow night. Derrick Rose is not listed on the injury report for that game as of right now. Elsewhere in the league, Blake Griffin has been suspended without pay for 4 games by the Clippers for striking a team employee in January. His wages will be withheld for an additional game for injuries he sustained. In baseball, the White Sox agreed to a 1-year, $3 million deal with pitcher Matt Latos. They also agreed to a minor league deal with Travis Ishikawa that includes an invite to spring training. And several reports floating around out there that the arrest of the Bills' LeSean McCoy is imminent in Philadelphia. The police have reportedly turned over a case in which McCoy allegedly took part in an assault of 2 off-duty police officers to the district attorney for prosecution. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And join the Score at Tank's Pub in Blue Island Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and Score Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Martellus Bennett right now is worth a lot more to the Chicago Bears than a 6th or 7th round pick.
Hub Arkish.
The whole Brandon Marshall thing, guys, it's troublesome to me that the NFL has decided now to make him one of the faces of the league. I just don't get it. You know, I mean, I see him on those family, and I love that thing, that shtick they're doing with the family commercials. Unfortunately, his family, his wife stuck a butcher knife in his chest, you know, and so...
Well, it's not part of the commercial.
Well, I mean, that's you can't make this stuff up. That's true, you know?
That should be part of it.
Yeah.
Here's how we roll.
Yeah! Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Still in the afterglow of a really horrendous Super Bowl. Who am I kidding? It is time to continue to talk football with the Scores Hub Arkish on Twitter at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. And he joins us on the Home Run and Pizza Hotline. Home Run and Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Last time I saw him, we were splitting a bottle of, Malvasia Nera or what was it? Nero D'Avola.
It was a nice red. Let's just call it a nice red.
It was a lovely Italian red wine. Yeah. Hub. That game was kind of, or did you like it more than others?
No, it's a bad football game. I mean, you know, I think the fact that it was a one-score game until 4 minutes remained kept it interesting. But I thought it was one of the worst Super Bowls I ever saw. It was stunning that both teams played so poorly. And I now hear people, you know, oh, that Bronco defense, you got to put them with the Steelers and the Bears and the Ravens. No, no way. I mean, it's a really good defense. It's the best defense in the league right now. It's the reason that they won the Super Bowl. But the Panthers were awful. I don't know how to measure it. I didn't see that awful performance coming from the Panthers, but at the end of the day, that's what it was. Cam Newton was off from the very first snap. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can talk about the pressure all you want, but his first three throws, long before the pressure got to him, were way off, and he had himself a bad day, and it's too bad, but it didn't make for a very good football game.
Yeah, you're right, because even when Cam Newton did have time, we would see him blatantly overthrowing guys. However, Hub, Should Carolina have done more to protect Cam Newton, to help their right tackle along that offensive line? Should there have been more help? Were there mistakes made by the Carolina offense in terms of scheme?
Well, Mark, you know, they got beat, and we know that, and the offense, you know, struggled, and so you certainly want to look at that. But to me, they were trying to do what got them there. They were the best team in the NFL. They were 17-1. Everything that didn't work this past Sunday, or almost all of it, had worked for them earlier. So, you know, I know now, I've heard some people say, well, they should have had more designed runs for Newton. Did anybody see the designed runs they did have? They didn't work. Wade Phillips is a brilliant defensive coordinator, as we predicted. He changed it up from the Patriot game plan. This time he blitzed a fair amount early and made it clear the pressure was going to come. And it was an unusual performance. You know, one thing about the Panthers, guys, they were 20th in the NFL on the season in percentage of quarterback sacks allowed. Cam Newton does get sacked. He's used to that kind of pressure, and usually the way he reacts to it is what makes him so special, and it didn't happen on Sunday.
Yeah, I noticed what you noticed early is that he seemed jumpy. He seemed that whatever his internal timing was, whatever his clock that told him how much time he had or how long he could give for somebody to come open, everything was off. I don't know how you reset that. I don't know if that's something that you can go over and look at in one of the tablets or you can grab a phone. But it was clear that I don't know if he needed coaching or if he needed something. I'm not sure. Well, what's the remedy there? If you noticed it, I noticed it. What should be done? What can be done?
Well, Dan, it may have already been done. It may be as simple as experience. I think the one thing that we at times forget in these games is that the Broncos had done to them just 2 years ago what they did to the Panthers on Sunday. So, there weren't going to be any surprises for them. For Carolina, as much as we celebrated their play and their dominance all the way along, we also, I think all, when I say all, I think the majority of people who were celebrating the Panthers agreed they weren't in the league of the Steelers teams of the 70s or the 85 Bears or the Cowboys of the early 90s. I mean, they were a really good team for now in the NFL. The stage was too big for them. I really think it's that simple. I mean, you know, people don't realize what that's like, you know, to go through the whole weekend. And I saw, you know, listen, I think Cam Newton he's the MVP. He's a great quarterback. I think he will learn from it. He'll probably get back because that team is young and they look to be even getting better. I thought his performance after the game was unfortunate. That's a separate conversation we'll have to have, but I just think that he felt the pressure, and I don't think that's an indictment of him. That happens to everybody. I mean, imagine going out there and facing what he faced in the Denver Bronco and realizing 140 million people were watching.
Yeah, it's so funny though, because we spent so much time last week talking about how comfortable and loose Carolina seemed, and genuinely loose, and then to have that sort of disconnect between a team with that kind of swagger, and then what happens between then and what defines what you call the moment that knocks that out of him? Is it so simple as just getting hit in the mouth by a team that was more physical and that changes the weight of the moment, or is it something else?
No, I think it starts probably, you know, it builds during the week. And by the way, I thought there were some signs earlier in the week of the Newton that we saw after the game, and maybe some of this led to what happened during the game as well. But when they come and get you Saturday afternoon and they pull you out of the hotel and take you somewhere else and you're completely locked down and even your family's not allowed, and then you get to the stadium 5 hours early instead of 3 hours early, and then you see the security coming in, and then you begin to get a sense for what it's actually like in that stadium. Now, this hasn't changed. You've known it all week, but I think it's at that point that you start to realize that there's 100+ million people watching and that you may never get to do this again. And I just think that whole last 24 hours is such a different experience that if you haven't done it before, we've seen this. I mean, there's not there's a fair number, but first-time Super Bowl winners lose more often. I'm sorry, first-time Super Bowl attendees lose more often than they win, and I think that's one of the reasons for it.
And obviously, you know, John Elway wins a game again. He wins his third Super Bowl, but he also kind of wins the battle or the justification for whatever his part in was in the rift with John Fox, who of course is now with the Bears. So this kind of justifies what he did, and does it also make John Fox look sort of bad from a human nature standpoint?
You know, Mark, I think it's a 50-50 deal. Certainly he validated his decision to replace his coach because the new guy he brought in won a Super Bowl. But I don't think we can connect the dots there and say, but they couldn't have won with John Fox. You know, mm-hmm. I think they weren't they the number one seed last year, or at least they were the number two or the number one? I mean, prior to that one playoff loss, Fox did everything that Kubiak did. As a matter of fact, they did a little smoother and better. Now, how would John Fox have reacted to the whole Peyton Manning situation this year? Would he have gotten as much out of Osweiler? We'll never know that, you know. So, as you say, Elway is certainly vindicated. The change he made, they won a Super Bowl. But I think to blame Fox for them not winning last year, that's a stretch. I don't see the connection there.
Funny that, of course, we have in this game this year a disputed catch where a lot of us are sitting there saying, well, you told us that the ground couldn't do this, and if the ball's not moving and we're completing, and we're trying to go through all of the arcane language that's used to explain some of these inexplicable decisions, and they still appeared to get it wrong.
Yeah. I have to be careful with this one. And guys, this is not a complaint. I'm just kind of stating what happened. There were some interesting things in the press setup this year, and I didn't have access to real good replay other than what was shown in the stadium. So I did not get as good a look at it as you did at home. But it appeared to me at the time, and then I have since looked at it. I think by the rule, I think it was a catch, you know, and so this is going to continue. It's going to continue forever. They added all this language to try and prove how precise they were being and to make it an exact science, and what they did was they made it impossible to legislate. And so they got to take a step back, they got to forget this completing the process of the catch, they got to let officials and fans use their common sense. I mean, it either was a catch or it wasn't, but the one thing that they've got to change, they've got to get some consistency in their rules. If the ground can't cause a fumble when the player is running with the ball, the ground should not be allowed to cause an incomplete catch. You've got to decide if he had the catch before he hit the ground. That's the only way it's consistent with the fumble rule.
Let's circle back to Cam Newton, because you've kind of alluded to it a couple times. I know you didn't like his whole demeanor during the post game yesterday, but I'm trying to figure out, because you know Denver players are taking some pretty harsh shots at him and saying, look, he didn't go for that fumble recovery because he wants to save himself for next year and he's afraid he was going to get hurt, and some Seattle players jumping in too, making some comments from the outside as well. I get the feeling, obviously, their opposing teams don't like him. Is he even liked on his own team? If they're not winning, is Cam Newton even liked on his own team?
You know, Mark, it's a great question, because the season started with him and Josh Norman in the fist fight in training camp, you know, and all of the word out of Carolina has been that was just competitors and his teammates love playing with him, playing for him. I'm close to some of the coaches. I'm not close to some of the players, and so I couldn't really get a fair answer for you. What would be good would be anyone who knows Peanut Tillman. If you get him off the record, that's where we could begin to get an idea. He is... He is absolutely, you know, it's funny, guys. I was involved in some significant controversy 5 years ago. Nolan Naracki, of course, was working for me. We published the scouting report. I had all kinds of emails last week leading up to the game. Oh, see what idiots you guys were. Everything that happened on Sunday pretty much confirmed what I've known all along, is that scouting report was 100% right on. The kid is an amazing athlete. He is, even 5 years later, remarkably immature, as near as I can tell. And I'll tell you this, the Seahawks players should shut their mouths because he kicked their butts, okay? But if the Broncos players want to talk about it, that's fair. You know, that's fair game because you got to act the same way, you know, when you lose as when you do when you win. And I thought even, I'm sure you've heard his comments this morning.
Yes.
He's had a chance to take a step back, talk to his dad, talk to his coaches. He still doesn't get it. And that's who he is, you know? And to me, that's probably not a real likable guy unless you're on his team, you know? If you're a teammate and he just carried you to a 17-2 record and all the accolades and all the fun that came with it, you're going to be a lot more understanding and forgiving of that behavior than if you're on the other side of it. I think a lot of what he does steps over the line of taunting, and they let him get away with it. And it's all about me first and shine the light on me. And you know, some players are like that, and you know, people have a different reaction to it. I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think that, you know, you've got all these this nuance that comes with him, and in a team situation in a locker room with 53 guys, it's hard to get away with that unless you're the best. Well, this year he was the best until Sunday.
We will do more with Hub in a moment. Keep it here. You've got the score.
This spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Matt and Brian, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here.
It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Want to know why Cam Newton didn't go after that fumble? Here's Cam earlier today.
I don't dive on one fumble because the way my leg was, it could have been contorted in a way. Okay, you say my effort. I didn't dive down. I fumbled. That's fine. But at the end of the day, that game wasn't built off of. We didn't lose that game because of that fumble. I can tell you that.
Now, technically, Cam is right. But it's a little bit different in the fourth quarter with the MVP having the football and the ball laying right at his feet. There were 167 million people watching who saw you wuss out. So if you want us to judge you based upon any regular season, any regular quarterback, that's fine. But it wasn't any regular game. And while it didn't lose you the game, it sure cost you any chance of winning the game. At some point, Cam Newton should learn to accept responsibility for his actions. Until then, time to grow up. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Everyone knows Schneider is a great place to start a truck driving career, but I bet you didn't know this. Schneider has nearly 5,000 drivers with more than 1 million consecutive safe miles, proof that Schneider is more than a starter company. Schneider offers tremendous opportunity for experienced truck drivers with a wide variety of flexible work configurations and ongoing growth opportunities. Your experience will fit in perfectly with Schneider's 80 years of industry leadership. See how and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
And this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my client's rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Sunday is Valentine's Day, so this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Bear Graham gifts include a classically designed teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Feel undying love for her. Get the best-selling zombie bear. Are you drunk with love? The new Bear My Valentine bear says it better than words. You can also feed her heart with the new Pizza My Heart bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you. In a personal, heartfelt way, all 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, doesn't get any better than this.
Indeed it does not. We are talking football with the Scores NFL expert, the Scores Bears expert. He's really an everything expert. Hub Arcus is with us. And the Johnny Manziel news today, Michael Silver reported that via Yahoo that the Browns lied about the concussion protocol, and the Browns say they didn't lie because at one point he had a concussion, and then Michael Silver apologized, but he stood by his story that he was indeed drunk when he got to practice. It does look to me, even after all that, now that that dance is done, it does look to me like they used the concussion protocol, let's say in an extremely liberal fashion, to account for a long recovery from a concussion and also to maybe cover up the fact that he was drunk.
It appears that way, and it will be interesting to see how the commissioner's office reacts, since the people who did it have all since been fired. This gets back to, I'm still trying to figure out why the Patriots are still being docked a first-round draft choice in this draft now that all the evidence is in, and it seems 99.9% clear they did nothing wrong. So the precedent there is that Roger doesn't care. He's going to do what he wants to do. My guess is that they will look into it. It will probably prove, who knows if they lied. I'm not saying they lied, but it will probably prove that they did use that as a way to not have to go public with it. And my guess is, even though the people who did it are gone, that the organization will probably get a fairly severe penalty for it.
And do you think he'll ever play football again, Johnny Manziel? You think these?
Yeah, he'll play. Well, Mark, let me take that back. If he gets help, if he figures out where he's at, if he's able to take care of his own life, then yes, somebody will go back to the Heisman Trophy winning college quarterback who's never going to be a good NFL quarterback. If he had none of these issues, and I don't pretend to know if it's strictly an addictive personality, it may be tied to psychological issues, it may be a dual diagnosis. I don't know any of that, but I know that watching him at A&M, he doesn't have an NFL arm. Nonetheless, because of what he accomplished, and because it will be a good story if, in fact, he gets his life in order, somebody will give him a chance. What I can't predict is whether he will get his life in order or not.
I'd bet against it, and I'm not doing it just because I don't like the guy or not. I just, this particular behavior pattern, especially one trip to a month-long rehabilitation stint that didn't seem to accomplish much of anything, I think smart money would bet against. You just hope that he doesn't end up dead or somebody else doesn't end up dead in the way of whatever downward spiral this is.
Well, no question. And Dan, I've never been shy about discussing this on the air. I have several family members that we've been through this with. One took 17 years to get sober. Another one took 36 years to get sober. But the bottom line is, when the person who has to deal with it figures it out, it is doable. And so you can't predict what's going to happen in the future based on the behavior you're seeing from him now, because it's coming from that addictive personality. If he decides to get sober, then it becomes a whole different animal. But what it takes for him to make that decision. When his father is going public and asking for help and saying, "I fear that my son won't see next week," you would think that'd be pretty compelling stuff. But for people who are in this downward spiral, it just takes their own answer, wherever it comes from, to get there.
I totally get it. Hey, Hub, I want to draw on your Bears expertise, if I may. For the first time yesterday, I saw a mock draft. This happens to be USA Today that has the Bears at number 11 selecting a quarterback whose name is Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. And I guess the question is twofold. Is it possible at all that the Bears would go QB in with their first pick? And do you know anything about Carson Wentz? And I don't expect you to, because I did not know that name at all.
Matt Bowen, some of the Senior Bowl, loved him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we actually put our draft magazine to bed yesterday. It went to the printer. I love Carson Wentz. I've watched tape. I've known about him for 2 years. He's not a well-kept secret. You know, that school has won the last five, whatever they call that second division these days, championships, and he is the real deal.
Okay.
And for anybody who had questions when they saw him at the Senior Bowl, they said, no, this guy, he's a legit prospect. We've actually got him, I believe, second behind Paxton Lynch. But, you know, you're going to find he's going to be on every list along with Goff and Paxton Lynch. You know, I think those three are pretty consistently among the top three. Connor Cook has really fallen off a fair amount. So would the Bears take him? I don't think so. I don't see any way they can. I mean, at this point, you think you can win with Jay Cutler. Hopefully it wasn't a one-year Adam Gase thing. But whether you can win with Jay Cutler or not, you cannot win with this defense. And you've seen the trend now as of Sunday, what's happening in the NFL.
Yes.
And so I don't see them. And here's the other thing. I like Wentz a lot. I'd probably take him over any of the other quarterbacks. But of the quarterbacks in this draft, I don't think I'd take any of them in the top 15. That's how sketchy the future is. They all have some question marks they come with.
Do you know anything about the Peyton Manning timeline? It certainly appears, I mean, you don't have to be great at reading tea leaves or watching him play to get the idea that he's probably done, but I don't know what he wants to do as far as when and how he wants to announce it.
You know, Dad, I thought Archie's comments were kind of fascinating to me anyway. And he was on, I don't know, he was on the radio or TV, but it's been, I've heard it all over the place. He said, I don't butt in. I don't pretend to know what Peyton is thinking. But when asked if he was done in Denver, Archie said, yeah, I suspect he is done in Denver. And so with that handwriting on the wall and Peyton being a very sharp guy, I can't see any scenario in which he decides to try and go again and go through the whole free agency dance. And my guess is that it's going to happen soon, because if he gets it, there's no reason to delay it. It helps the Broncos prepare. He knows that Brock Osweiler is going to be a free agent. There's huge decisions to make there. So this is just my educated guess. I have no inside information. I would think the next 2-3 weeks.
And then is he a businessman? Is he a member of the media? Is he none of the above? Is he does he join a front office? Is he simply content to sell pizzas and keep smooching his buddy Papa John?
You know, I was thinking about that this morning, Dan. It's funny you asked that question, because I don't think media. He could do whatever he wanted.
Yes.
But as far as football media, I don't really see that. But I got to thinking about, maybe it would be a natural thing for him to decide to be the next John Elway. As we've discussed here, Ron Rivera had no intentions of coaching for a few years as he tried media. He'd be a hell of a coach, you know, and I think the choice between the two, and knowing his competitive nature, he might be more likely to get into coaching than to get into front office work. But at the end of the day, he's more than an outstanding pitch man. He's been very successful in some investments and outside business ventures, and he might be happy to be the next Roger Staubach. You guys know how wealthy Roger Staubach is, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's worth near $1 billion. So that might be something.
I was not aware of that. How did he get to $1 billion? Tell me the quick story on Roger Staubach.
I know he's huge in real estate in Texas, but I think he's been in a number of successful ventures. I think I saw his last, I think Forbes had him at $790 million.
I had no idea. Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
That's an all-time success story.
Yeah.
A lot of it was real estate. And the thing is, I guess if you are in the real estate business and you have fortuitous timing and you're smart enough and you are a well-connected person in Texas, there are a lot of doors can find their way open to you and for you. So, Hub, do we have you tomorrow as well?
Absolutely.
Good. So we'll take some phone calls and wrap up the NFL season with Hub. We look forward to that. Thank you.
Have a great night, guys.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls announced today that Jimmy Butler will miss 3 to 4 weeks with that strained left knee. Butler will also skip the All-Star game Sunday in Toronto. He'll be replaced by teammate Pau Gasol. Bulls finished their 7-game road trip 2-5 after last night's loss to Charlotte. The team hosts Atlanta tomorrow night. Derrick Rose has said he plans to play in that game. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks' Artemi Panarin missed today's morning skate with an illness. He'll be a game-time decision as the Hawks host the Sharks at the UC tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. In baseball, White Sox with a couple of moves today, agreeing to a one-year deal with pitcher Matt Latos and a minor league deal with first baseman Travis Ishikawa. In college football, the SEC wants Michigan out of their territory. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has asked the NCAA to prohibit teams from holding spring practice sessions during the week of spring break. That comes just days after Harbaugh announced that the Wolverines will spend their spring break week practicing in Bradenton, Florida. The LA Rams have signed former Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter today. And I don't know if you guys are paying attention to Twitter, but Kanye West appears to be in the early stages of a Twitter meltdown.
What?
He wrote a song called Facts, in which he talks about Yeezy jumping over the jump man, which is apparently Michael Jordan, which is supposed to be him taking shots at Nike. So he tweeted out just a little while ago, "I'm sorry, Michael Jordan. I love and respect you. My beef was with Mark Parker at Nike. I respect you so much." And then just a few minutes ago, he tweeted out in all caps, "Bill Cosby innocent," with a bunch of exclamation points. So that bears watching.
Oh,
I don't care. I'm not saying it's your fault for reporting it, but I have absolutely no interest in anything Kanye West.
Dude, Kanye's from Chicago, Dan. He's from Chicago.
A good Twitter meltdown's a Twitter meltdown. Well, that's always worth it.
Yeah, he's had many recently.
But I thought he does it like once a month.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be a bit.
But now we've got the... Well, it's definitely a bit. But now
wait,
we've
what
got
was the... I'm actually interested in the Cosby where he said what he said.
He just, out of the blue, just tweeted Bill Cosby innocent in all caps with a bunch of exclamation points.
Wow. Drunk tweeting.
He reminds me of, like, someone said this on Twitter, too. It reminds you of a kid that has too much sugar, and then they just, like, go bananas for a while and then pass out.
I'm going to tweet this. I'm going to tweet that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I figure is going on.
What does that even mean, though?
Well, I believe it means Kanye finds Bill Cosby to be innocent.
Maybe. Or he just wants to gauge the reaction to when...
Do you think he's winning by us talking right now? Is that what you're saying?
I genuinely don't know. I'm not sure what his end game is, other than...
He's a Kardashian now.
Being Kanye,
there's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah,
I'm in over my head in this conversation because I don't really know what these.
You don't like Kanye, is what you're saying.
Some of his music is okay. I think he's bizarre, and I don't really have a reason to follow him on Twitter because I'm not interested in what he says.
Well, you don't have to follow him the rest of the time, but when someone's melting down, then you go follow and you watch the train wreck, and then you unfollow when it's over.
I guess, but it doesn't. All he's going to do is gain followers.
One time I was at a Bulls game, covering a Bulls game, and another reporter and I went up to him and said, "Hey, Kanye, what's going on?" He looked at us and goes, "What's happening, fellas?"
Really?
And that's my story.
That's a hell of a story.
Yeah, isn't that good?
That's a way nice reaction.
That's great. That's why you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you're here. You waited all day to spring that one on
us. I'd just throw my arms around Jay Cutler before I'd say hi to Kanye.
I might tell that story.
What about Brandon Marshall?
Soon.
Which Brandon Marshall?
Yeah. I've had issues with Brandon Marshall. Wondering if your car's battery is reaching the end of the line? Stop by Advance Auto Parts. They'll test it for you free of charge. And if you do need a new battery, they'll install that too. Again, no charge, only at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Oh, so here was this other cool thing. I meant to bring this up when, you know, it was the reason why we were at this synagogue in Omaha was obviously not for good reasons, for a funeral and memorial service, but there was this TV production set up there. I'm thinking, what are we doing? I said, we're in the middle of suburban Omaha, and it's a brand new synagogue, very super modern. It was almost like a modern art museum by design, surrounded by all this land. And there's a TV production set up, and they're doing interviews in there. I said, "What is it?" They said, "It's The Daily Show."
Hmm.
I said, "Why is The Daily Show here?"
With that one guy.
With the one guy?
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Well, I don't know. I saw producers, and I saw the crew setting up this big set to do interviews in there. And I said, "Why are they here?" They said, "Because this is part of a new thing that's going on. They built the temple. There's also on the property, the nearby, equidistant, set up in like a triangular shape, there's going to be a church and a mosque. And they're all affiliated as what's called the Tri-Faith Initiative. And TRI, Faith Initiative. So it's all three
it's
religions.
It's a God supermall.
It's kind of what it is, a spiritual supermall.
Yeah,
it's a massive complex. So apparently what was going on was they're doing some kind of story. I guess as I understand it, they're doing some kind of story to say that to counterbalance some of the current rhetoric and the political climate of, you know, the one true faith, and there can be, you know, keep the Muslims out and all that. I'm seeing right here, this is like 66% in exit polling of New Hampshire Republicans want to ban all Muslims from the country. So I guess what they're doing is saying, well, wait a second. Here's somebody trying something else that's very cool. I don't know when it's
going to... Bring them all together?
Yeah. I don't know when it's going to air. I imagine you could do some pretty good potluck meals there with the facility that they've got, as long as everything
kosher.
Well, the kosher and halal are pretty much the same rules.
Okay,
so I don't know if you have to just have everything sort of doubly blessed, but you can tell they sprang from the same ancient dietary root somewhere, because they're almost the same.
Right, and we could just share foods and goods, and I kind of like that. Well, I was trying, when I said that one guy too, I've kind of lost track of the Daily Show since Jon Stewart left, and I can't think of the guy's name who hosts the show now.
Trevor Noah.
Right. So, and I don't know how well he's doing.
I don't either. I just thought it was weird that he's here sort of in the middle America. They came to do a story on something like that. Anyway, we have transition to do. We've got a lot of reading to do between now and then, but we have Lawrence Holmes, who is scheduled to do how long? 6 to 7:15 before DePaul gets his ass waxed.
Number one. Yeah. Hey, we are DePaul, baby.
Not for long. Not tonight. You might want to claim to be something else.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Here's the thing, though. Yeah. Teams don't last as number one very...
Not this year.
Right? So
not this year.
Isn't it all set up for the DePaul upset of the number one team
in the nation? Are you a DePaul grad?
No, I'm not, but a huge DePaul fan growing up. Like, I can talk DePaul for an hour. The old days, though. Dallas Comegys and Kenny Pattersons and the Teddy Grubbses of the world.
No one's ever heard of them. I never asked you to do that either. Boers and Bernstein
podcast
on the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
I get the feeling they're not going to do a damn thing at this trade deadline.
You never know with them.
Make it to the Eastern Conference final?
Yeah, and then get crushed.
I'm afraid that they're not going to do a damn thing.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Getting affordable parts for your vehicle has never been easier. In fact, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Auto Parts. Stop paying inflated prices for new parts that deflate your wallet. ABC Auto Parts has thousands of parts salvaged from insurance loss vehicles, including transmissions, engines, doors, and tires and wheels for all vehicles. Recycled parts save time, money, and the planet. The next time you need a part, try us first. We've been here since 1936, so we probably have what you need. ABC Auto Parts. Online at abcap.com. That's abcap.com.
Owed 100 grand on his HELOC that's expiring in March, as is Alvin, and he wanted a reverse mortgage, so he called David. Wrong. Alvin responded to a television ad, and he talked with an uneducated sales rep instead, who quoted him over 16 grand in closing costs. And Alvin felt he was getting hustled, and then he did call David. He's his local reserve reverse mortgage expert. David answered Alvin's questions, and he paid for all his closing costs. So let's review when it comes to reverse mortgages. You can respond to expensive television ads by a company that will drill you with excessive closing costs to pay for those ads. Or you can call your local reverse mortgage expert, who will always look out for your financial best interest. If you or your family would like to discuss the benefits of reverse mortgages, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 191-8.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Silky smooth caramel and fresh pecans drenched in milk chocolate.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Now business gets done. They're also putting an enormous strain on your network performance and your IT budget. A year from now, your business will be generating up to 50% more data than it does today. Will your network be ready? Introducing Comcast Business Enterprise Solutions, offering a flexible, next-generation network that can scale rapidly from 10 megs to 10 gigs and beyond, and a full suite of managed solutions to meet the needs of large enterprises without the high costs. Because you can't build the business of tomorrow on the network of yesterday. Comcast Business, built for business.
Restrictions apply.
What's happening, fellas? Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Are you looking for a gift that's sensual and useful? Then check out the Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. Hoodie Footy Pajamas combine the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Each Hoodie Footy has a full zip front and removable feet, giving your Valentine head-to-toe warmth even on the coldest nights. New this Valentine's Day is the Mink Hoodie Footy, made of rich chocolate marshmallow fleece that looks just like mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in sweet, soft luxury. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. Stat. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with the Hoodie Footy, only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. On Saturday, February 20th, we say Terry's favorite words in show business.
Lot of home!
Lawrence, how are you?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Groats.
What's up?
Let's get to see Groats again.
We've just been talking to Paul Basketball for the last 4 hours and how they're going to upset the number one team, Villanova, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about Kenny Drummond.
It's unlikely, but they did upset the number 11 team in the country last week, right? With Providence. Yeah. I don't see it happening tonight against Villanova.
Well, number one has gone down a lot this year.
And two went down this weekend, and we've seen just as weird things. You know, we've seen Oklahoma State beat, I think, number three Kansas, and they're not very good so far this year. I gotta tell you, I'm actually, as bad as DePaul's record is, I'm actually more encouraged now than I've been in about a decade.
Why?
Because I like the way Dave Lato runs practices.
Well, he's an actual coach.
There it is, and he's not. I think Oliver got here and was Like, oh, this is nice.
Oliver came here to retire.
That's
he didn't tell anybody when he took the job. It would have been nice.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to know when he got here that was his intention.
Well, you know what would have been really nice is if it would have worked out when Jerry Wainwright was here, just because he was
such a
fun guy. Yeah, like he could have been like if DePaul was DePaul as it existed years and years ago. Like he would have been so great for the city.
Jerry's one of my favorite guys I've ever been around in sports.
I bet.
He's always asking like about the Bears. Like he loves Chicago. So he's always grilling me and Zach about what was going on with the Bears and everything. Like when we do pregame, well, you know, guys, football. I'm like, no, dude, we can talk about basketball. Right. It's fine. We can totally
pander
do that.
To us. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about pandering to us. It's fine. It's okay. But yes, maybe tonight. So I'm snipped tonight.
Yeah.
So how much Bulls, how much football?
There's going to be a lot of football in the show. I'm going to talk with John Moon Mullen, who wrote a piece about whether or not there was a template for the Bears and what we saw on Sunday. I'm going to talk with Scott Graham of Westwood One and NFL Films.
I could listen to him just recite the alphabet.
Well, then be listening at 7 o'clock because we're going to talk with him about a whole bunch of stuff. Because not only is the guy that you hear when you hear Sunday night or Thursday night football, he was also the PA announcer for Super Bowl 50.
Was he really?
Yes.
I believe he's got an unbelievable voice and like he is actually flawless. Like when he does, is this recorded or no? It's like live stuff. I mean, some of it's probably recorded.
I'm a big fan. And then there's the other, like I got some, to begin the show, some odds and ends. The Bulls stuff.
Okay.
Matt Leto signing.
Not a fan, it sounds like, from your tone and the expression on your face.
Isn't he just right to be a four or five guy?
You need a right-hander in there. If it moves John Danks down.
Okay. What don't you like about him? So
in other words, you're going to have a $15 million guy in the bullpen.
Right? Sunk cost, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but isn't Matt Leto, he's a harmless signing, isn't he?
No, he's not.
What, are you talking about clubhouse
because he's kind of a bag.
There it is.
Okay. All right, well, sometimes you got to sell out for the player. I mean,
look, I'm going down there next week. I'm looking forward to talking with people in Glendale about what the White Sox have. Just from the outsider's perspective, and they know better because they're inside, the mix that they've got.
Oh, they've got like the most brotastic, baggiest team.
Here's the thing. It could be just the right mix.
Dirty Cat Salon's coming back, man.
But it could also go horribly
and
wrong.
Taking you to Flavortown. Yeah.
Because you know what Matt Latos does? Matt Latos will he'll air a teammate out for stuff.
He's Baby Papelbon.
He'll air you out. And we know that the center fielder, who's one of the bros, sometimes forgets how to play baseball for 2 months stretches.
How about your abrasive second baseman? And how about your...
I don't know that Brett Lurie is abrasive. I know that he's a yaha time guy.
No, that's Frazier. Frazier's the yaha time. Baseball!
But he seems like he's a good dude. Like relatively speaking.
I haven't heard anything bad about Brett Lurie other than he's got a lot of energy.
Well, and same with Todd Frazier. Unless you guys have heard something, I haven't. I have
not
heard
and same thing with Todd. But I mean, it's just... There's a lot going on here. Well, like you don't have an established catcher that could lead your team. Like it's...
Nor do you have an active manager.
And your best player doesn't speak the language. It could be a really interesting year on the South Side.
Well, hey, interesting times. Regardless, it'll be...
For sure. The only thing... the other thing when it comes to the Leto signing, and we'll talk more about this. What people will tell you, he's... Finally, you're going to put him with Coop. And you're going to get him with Hermie, so he's going to be healthy. How the Samardzija with Coop thing work out last year?
Right.
Didn't work out real well at all. In fact, it was a disaster.
Don't look at the numbers on that one.
It was a disaster.
Well, you know what? It started bad and it got worse. Mm-hmm. And it kept getting worse.
And I'm sure that there's been others too that are pitchers that have not liked Cooper, have not gotten a lot, who haven't made that public or slipped it in there to somebody in order to make that public.
And I'll tell you this, Leitos will say it to Coop too.
That's it. Like Samardzija did. Or Samardzija saying it to Sale.
Fun times.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to do that. And did you guys see the Cubs-Yankee Twitter beef? that went down yesterday.
Oh, but the number of World Series titles?
Yeah. Well, that's the drop the mic moment. I mean, the Yankees were kind of playing along with it until it was like, oh, yeah? Well, how about this?
Okay. And then there's nowhere you can go.
And there's nothing else to say.
Just tip your cap and
you move on with your life.
Thank you. Yep. Real good.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. We will get out of your way as we thank Mike Tanier, Joe Cowley, and Hub Arkus for joining us. Our producers, Matt Abaticola.
Fred Hoiberg's offense is kind of predicated to pushing the ball. How Gasol, to me, is literally killing him.
That's even too bad.
With the heart condition, maybe?
Yeah. Unbutton your shirt.
That's too bad. Chris Tannehill.
It was an 83-yard drive put together by the Broncos.
83.
Also got some help today from Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
Thanks for...
Let's go to... Okay, enough of the Gillette losing.
Listen. All the emailers and texters and sexters and tweeters and everybody else, thank you. Lawrence is next. Mark, this is fun. Thank you for sitting in.
Thank you, Dan.
All very good. Keep it here for Lawrence Holmes and then DePaul Buckets. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Oh, boy. Derrick Rose.
You don't have any general body soreness today, dude.
You know what? I laughed to myself because I thought, you know, general soreness. I mean, isn't that called Tuesday?
That's called man in his 50s.
That's what I have. There you go.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck. Meaning, however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Sunday on CSI Cyber. When the cases are virtually impossible.
Guys, we got blood.
This could be the beginning of a really big crime spree.
One team makes the connection.
There's evidence of cyber fraud. That makes this our case.
The world of cybercrime just got real.
Playtime is over.
Let the games begin.
Patricia Arquette and Ted Danson star. CSI Cyber, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Night. Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs win!